Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how you doing today? This is comedian Organic OK, and this show is called Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. It's been a conversation I had earlier today where I was asked, what is battered man? What is the actual understanding that I'm actually betraying? And where is the show evolving to be for those that need understanding that they need to this experience that each person individually are going through? It's not something that the organic perspective of what is taking effect is custom and tailored to the experience that the person individually is going through, and how certain triggers peace and certain information, how it's collectively shared, makes things magical. Because it's going to a deeper level of clarity. And the show, it's talking about battered men, unbattered men, battered people, women, you know, young adults, and people that are dealing with it. And quite often, people that are dealing with a problem may not necessarily see the things and need the things in the way that you describing them. So then you have a part where the person may not relate to the understanding, because from their point of view, it's not that way. So then we have to look at, okay, what components that they're dealing with to identify the way that they're identifying the way that they are. So when I come to this understanding based on the individual specific and what is the problem for that person, how do we actually go about changing that, you know, the space for the person that is dealing with the opposition? You know, the person may initially on their understanding and address the issue prior to maybe you knowing about it. It could have been addressed way before that. It may not be necessarily the same, you know, lever of opposition in the way that initially thought it is. Sometimes it can even be worse when they actually allow something to simmer, because sometimes the damage have already set in place, and so that's one of the things. I see that this platform, as I have guests and people on there, this show is, you know, it's in the capacity of what I'm actually, you know, traveling and seeing different people's, you know, understanding. So one of the things that I truly want to relate to is how experience and the understanding is developing. Are you talking about something today, and depending on how people work on it, it can be just like a workout regimen. You can see so much improvement, and then you can see, oh, this approach can take even add more components to it, you know, so you can have more in-depth and what they're actually recognizing to be the change that brings their whole, maybe, experience to another level, you know. And that is something that each person that we have the opportunity to have on the podcast or a person that may show some point in time. one of the things that gives me this understanding that people seem to be asking me, what's the solution? How can you make a solution for everybody when certain little neons and things that people specifically need as individuals are not being addressed? To just say this is like someone trying to give you the problem and how you in the problem instead of being a solution, being organic. And that's what people try to do. People try to put you in a problem to disconnect the actual solution that you're bringing to the forefront. That is another thing, all of within itself. Dealing with an opposition that is always searching for someone to be attached to, where they're actually not even looking at the components of you resolving many people's problems, but more of how to, you know, detonate your solutions for others' lives and others' experiences. And that is another level within itself that once you understand those components, you can really unveil a lot more, because people try and destroy that piece and that solution within that. And when you start resolving that part, then you really go to another level. Because people are trying to find the people that you gave the solution and give them even more problems by figuring out distractions and more of cross-contamination that they're attaching themselves to your peace of mind that's taking the time to clean the cross-contamination that people are dealing with. And once you get past figuring those things out, then you see it's more parts of in your experience of saying, oh, this part is resolved, but then I have this part where I'm seeing components of people's misery that they're trying to give away. Okay, one person has misery, and so they feel like, oh, this is not misery because I figured it out, and I give it to the next person, and maybe they can figure it out. But you got to look at, if this is clear and it's not cross-contamination when you give it to the person, if it's cross-contamination when the person get done, you got to look at, what did you actually put onto the person to really give them the actual impression or the mobile digital frame of finding the problem? Then you have, in a sense, you have pissed something in someone's mind that really wasn't there. And if you gave them a problem more to really become the crash dummy for things that you're frequently dealing with, and you become more at peace, all you did was just expose things in people's, you know, lifestyle and life behavior that you have, in a sense, mold them to be, you know, this is not what we're looking to do. You have to figure out, if you're helping somebody, they shouldn't be going to a process that's defined for you to be successful and for them to lose. That's not how it should be. It should be a process where you're assuring them, or you put them in a place where they're finding the answers for themselves that is connecting them to the solution. Right now, we're looking at 6:09 p.m. Thursday. This is Comedian OK, and the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being a Change for the Future. And this show is focused more on trying to define the peace of mind that your dreams, imagination, and focus points of connecting people to your lifestyle and the behavior transplants that you are dealing with, and seeing how these things are affecting your life for the better and affecting your life to connect others for the better. As we come to this moment, I think so often, what could we And how do we give others solutions, places where we have not experienced? And how do we connect people to places through their journeys that is going to enhance the understanding and give them some peace of mind as they travel, where times where we're not necessarily connected into their, you know, journeys, but at the same time, how we do it through an organic platform where what we're talking about with them in front of them or over the phone or through a podcast or something that they heard, how that's connecting to where they're at and how the message that we're saying is taking the time to understand. See, that's really what it is. The message is learning. If the message that you're putting out there is really learning and teaching the words on people's ears or, you know, the platform of how it's put out, then the words would find the message and give the solutions to connect them on what they're dealing with. And so, like, your words won't be just locked in and just sound like you're just saying one thing and it's not really connecting in other ways that it resonate with the people. Because that's going to be another part to put them all together. Like, you can say something that sound like you're just saying something, but when your words and your connection start to really resonate, it's going to sound like your words are really, you know, the solutions. It's just like an index, you know. It's going to be more ways that people want to be able to address their problems, and you're not necessarily going to be the person that seem like they're going through the journey and have not experienced it, but more like the journey have already prepared them. So as you go through it, they have given you, you know, more answers to your problems and freeing you in the capacity of understanding how to execute what you're doing. This is Comedian Organic OK, and it's 12 after the hour, and I'm talking about, what is this show about? People ask, what is this show about? It's about you. What are you going through? You're not sure what you're going through. Well, do you feel like your life is, you know, you got things in place, you know? Have you figured out a way to cope? And have you figured out ways to, when people give solutions, do you figure out ways to destroy the solutions so they can be locked into an understanding with the narrative that you've been, you know, putting out there for them to not resolve problems? Because, you know, it's problems that people try to create based off of your solutions and happiness that they feel like that is how they operate it. You know, with this show, at times, people dealing with oppositions are battered in different ways. It's like the battered part that you may see yourself dealing with is not necessarily dealing with maybe a physical part where you're particularly dealing with a partner that is attacking you. But maybe you're dealing with departments in life where these things are going to be departments of, you know, strengthening of what's needed for your mind, departments for what you're putting in the water that you take a bath with that feeds your muscles mentally. These are metaphors I'm saying, but it is the different departments that you're actually coming together to use in your life. Now, life, you may reference, oh, yes, I'm dealing with my wife, or I'm dealing with, you know, that's my husband that's doing this, or maybe that's your girlfriend, or maybe that's your boyfriend, maybe somebody that you're not dating, but you feel emotionally attracted to this person, and in your mind, you feel like you're dating because how they're putting you through this emotional roller coaster ride, and you don't necessarily feel like you're prepared for this. then you're out there actually dating somebody that's not giving you the problem that you're dealing with. But this is the person you think you put to deal with because how they're actually giving you the experience. And you don't necessarily understand, it's not necessarily your task to actually be obligated to be this person that's being almost, in a sense, emotionally drained. And I had someone that tell me something about how I explained what I said. And they told me this, and they started to neglect me on the intellect properties that I produce. In a way that I told them, it was a way to actually see and show them. But when they actually tried to navigate the message in the way that I went about articulating it, then I can see that their understanding of what's going on is bigger than that. It's really bigger and simpler than that for them to really dive into and see how all these things that connect for the more deeper meaning doesn't necessarily have to have a very over-exhausted of means of words and things to actually sound like it's important and it's getting and it's relating to you because it's a lot of words. Sometimes things that relate to you in the most important way, connection, doesn't seem like anything at all. But as you resonate into that altitude, you can see how as you come down to the actual understanding, you are very traveled in understanding what the meaning is coming through you, and you get to see more things from that. Then sometimes people can take you through a lot of words and a lot of things, and you can see that this message and the meaning is smaller and smaller and smaller, where you feel like you lost the message, you lost the meaning, you lost the understanding of the intellect and the freedom of it. And this is comedian Organic OK. And the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. So this is what I would say. There's two people that you're dealing with in life. And what she said to me, I've said this too. She says, what you meant to say is two types of people that you meet in life. Now, I have said two types of people, and I said two people. It's two people. Because when I said two people, she said, that means you should have said two types of people because what you're saying, you're referencing different phases in people's, you know, in life. And I'm like, listening to her, I'm like, well, that's the way you interpret it. That's the way how you're seeing it. But I'm not locked into a narrative or description that defines the altitude where I'm arising and my experience of cleaning the cross-determination and connecting the people to the message that I'm saying. They're allowed to adjust the altitude, they're allowed to adjust the frequency, they're allowed to see and hear and connect to what I'm saying and the speed and playing it back, paired to me locking and saying, well, they can't play it back, they can't hear it, they cannot articulate it in the way where their mind is allowing the connection to really gravitate to the experience. This is something that I wanted to mind exercise with the person to see how they're able to be flexible with the myth message and the meaning that I'm actually portraying, compared to them trying to articulate and dictate and pull away and leave all the melody of the sounds that fall down when songs are messed up on CDs where the song played a part of your favorite part, and then it repeats it over again, where you have to start all the way over again to really start from where you really want to be. And it's parts in your life where so many people will take something that sounds like it's right to really try to pit their opinion above yours and not even recognize what you're saying, maybe altitude-ing and giving their mind cleansing that it really needs to free the mind to another level, right? So you can have a cup of juice that's there, and you can put half a cup of water on top of the juice, and then put two cups of ice. You can remake that juice to something else because the level of the water that's on top of the juice, now it's saturated. Now it's diluted. Now you put whatever you want. Maybe you want to put a little lemon juice in there. Maybe you want to squeeze some lemon in there, and you may want to add some sugar, and you want to mix them all up together, and you can have that whole taste change. Or you can just add a little bit to that, and when you go to that juice, it can have multiple tastes and different levels of taste where they become colder. So now you got multiple things that you have an option to drink. You can drink the part, top part that became another drink separate on top of that, or you actually can mix them up together and have the lemon taste with the water. And because once it become cold, all those things, the components of flavor, are going to be enhanced certain type of way based on how the actual flavor that top the water and those things molds together, right? So if you have the water added to the drink at the bottom after it became like slushy or hard, then the component of that going to rise to the top with the lemonade, and then it's going to be melting. That lemonade is going to be cold from the drink from the bottom, right? So that drink from the bottom is going to rise, it's going to suck up, and it's going to come to the top, and you're going to have cold water, lemonade, with this other drink at the bottom that's going to rise to the top, right? And that's what I'm saying about the message. Sometimes it's not necessary for people to modify something, right? You got some of the most brilliant people you ever meet in life. They say something to you that sounds so simple, but as it resonates and as it comes, what it is, it's going to rise to the top. You're going to see what is really important. You got some people just talk like it ain't important. They don't say things like it sounds important. And it will sound pretty good. But guess what? It's not going to be the main thing that people want. They're going to say, oh, that was nice. And they'll be like, oh, okay. You hear that so often where people try to chastise you because they feel that it's their task to do that. And it's not people tag necessarily to do things like that. Sometimes the message that you're giving could be the best message they ever heard in their life, but because they're so conditioned to feel like the message that they're feeling the way they're supposed to be is the only way it could be. Right? So now we at 6:23 p.m. and this comedian Organic OK, and the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. And we are getting to the end of part of the show. We will see as the show comes along, we will see who we will be having organically come up on the show platform for you to see, hear, and possibly participate in maybe some future show, and maybe we can get your actual conversation regards to these discussions about that. Yes, the show is not based on, no, it's not somebody just being attacked, being beat by their partner. It's more to it than that, definitely, more to it than that. But at the end of the day, we have to look at something to a reference point of what some people are experiencing day to day, and it's not limited by just partner behavior. It could be more reference to the experience you're getting outside your relationship. Maybe it's more relationships about others than your relationship. That's really the thing that you may be dealing with that's more the problem, you know. It's more components than we want to, in a sense. Look at it. Look at it deeply. What have you actually contributed in your life to actually be prepared for the conversation that you've given yourself at an earlier point in time, preparing the discussion that you will have later on with someone, that you may think that you give them the best of your conversation up to this point in time? Depending on where they're at and what's needed for them, it may be the least thing they want in life, but maybe the best thing to you and what you need up to this point. So you have to recognize that when you have something that's and where someone else have been left with the more of the labeling like trash to be recycled and go to another process. It's different steps in people's psychological holocaust, you know, of they journeys that may not necessarily add up to where things are really at in society, in the viewing of where they're molding, you know, their reference to see these things. And we had 25 after 6, and we will be wrapping the show up very shortly. And this comedian, Organic, okay, and the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. One of the things that I've been dealing with, and I see so many different ways, is how people ask me things in their knowledge that they're experiencing psychologically and things that they're trying to get some description of, sketching the idea that they have seen play out as almost in some form of a fantasy or a dream, that they see things that is brought through their, you know, connection, and it remind them of what they've seen. And they're, in a sense, they're trying to see how you can show them what they have seen. But in a sense, you know, maybe you can give them a connection where they can go back to something that they truly want to see more than once. But they don't want to necessarily give you the understanding of what that is, so you can't go back to it for your own personal growth and wealth. It's more for their own personal growth and wealth. That is something that people tend to do so often. They tend to give you things that in your life can help you, but more they want that gift that can help you to help them, just to say they have it and use it when it's needed for them to distract you and show you things that could help you, but really stand away when so we have to always be clear on how we introduce ourselves to the better part of our soul and our vision that is helping us by telling and understanding what are we really adding to our life. What are we telling something that have a better example of seeing better in our life than the example that we have played out in our actual life? When we see people that see better for us and they're actually looking for that time to actually come to life on this side of your actual actions where they can connect to, compared to you being disconnected and going to a dream where the connection of people are being presented to you, compared to you being presented to the greatness that your desires have always been looking around and conversating to get people closer to you. This is comedian Organic OK, and the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. This is the end of the show. We will be back again next Thursday, and look forward to seeing you and talking with you. Take care.